Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood, and I say my...
Yeah, the Black Prince is in the building. I mean,
you know what this is, right?
What is it?
Yo.
I know it ain't true.
I'm doing this one for the bishop, though.
His ministry, wine, what up?
We gonna let it live on, you feel me?
For real, yeah,
we're in it for life, baby. We ain't never stop winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning.
Right.
You feel me? I feel
it.
How I live my life.
Let's do it.
Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm chilling. Lose.
Alexis told me that we winning. We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
Yeah.
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Sheep, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel.
I'm still a boss.
Ain't nothing same but the mission.
God gave me the word through the spirit.
Now pay attention. I feed it and make it listen.
My lyrics single, you tested.
And you don't forget to mention.
Alexis told me we winning.
These rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin.
They don't want to censor me and confiscate my pad and pen.
Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. Take it to the crowd. It's like we own a trip. And I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High. That come with dribbling. You call it perks, I call it benefit. If you don't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling it. But if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping it. Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit it, ride to this. How you take a shot, point blank range, and still miss. No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to dip. I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race. So
I'm gonna win some, lose some.
Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm feeling
lose. Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-E? Yeah.
Y'all looking like y'all really get it.
L-O-O-S-E.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
L-O-S-E. Forget to mention.
What are you spelling?
What you forgot?
Alexis told me that we winning.
We got
some new stuff. I'm just playing with you. Someone got a dictionary. I don't know the definition.
That's what the L, right?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Let me see like about an L.
Alexis told me that we winning. Yeah.
Look at all this.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to
I don't even understand any words.
Hey, Alexa. And did I forget to mention?
Come on,
Alexis told me that we
were.
Alexa
told
me that we were.
I know you
were
studying this stuff.
Alexa told me that we went.
Alexa.
I mean, Alexa told me. Alexa told me that we went.
I'm going to say you were, boy. We went.
Alexa told me that we went. I don't know the definition of lose. You know what I'm talking about? We have too much sweat on this track,
like
though.
The Floyd Mayweather gospel.
What? You'll get that on the way out.
No, I got it.
And tonight, I just wanted to share with you a few things. This has been your dear friend, loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Hey. You are practicing the doctrine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Woo! mighty name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. On tonight, we want to truly thank God. Amen for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in out there on Blog Talk Radio. It is truly a blessing, amen, to be on the line once again. Praise God. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., and we want to thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in on tonight, everybody who has called in on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you one more time, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, we ask that your spirit move in a mighty way on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We have come to hear a word from you. Lord, we want to thank you in advance for every move that you are about to make. Hallelujah. Every revelation that is about to be given. Hallelujah. We thank you for the deliverance that is going to be given on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the prayers that are going to be answered. And Lord, we are going to lift your name up high and hold it, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in on tonight out there on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. We are truly, amen. Amen. Praise God. I've had a blessed week on this week. Praise God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah is truly, truly good. Praise God. I want to do some promotions real quick. Hallelujah. We want y'all to know that coming up, amen, on the 11th of April, praise God, hallelujah, it is the Inner Beauty Conference. Praise God, hallelujah, the Inner Beauty Conference. It will be going down in Memphis, Tennessee. Praise God. So we invite each and every last one of you, hallelujah, to come out there. It's at 4665 Auburn Road, Memphis, Tennessee, 38116. Once again, that is 4665 Auburn Road, hallelujah, Memphis, Tennessee, 38116. Praise God. It will be hosted by our very own, amen, facilitated by our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have ministers from Saving Station Church. Praise God. Minister Darius Murray will be in the house. Praise God. Our very own First Lady Aisha Prevost will be in the house. Praise God. Amen. And I will also, praise God, be in the house. So we invite you all, amen, to come out, praise God, to the Inner Beauty Conference that is April 11th. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's a Saturday. It's going to be at 1 p.m. Praise God. Our theme scripture is coming from Psalms 139 and 14. I will praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the theme, one of the theme songs, praise God. Hallelujah. I will be performing at the Inner Beauty Conference. Amen. Is Ordinary. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But tonight, before we get started, before we go any further with the service, I want to debut, hallelujah, to most of you, amen. Praise God, one of the latest songs we have recorded is called Beware. Praise God, hallelujah. Immediately following this, we're going to get right into the service. Praise God. And for those of you, amen, that are ready for the word, hallelujah, I want you to go to chapter 12 of the book of Exodus. Praise God, hallelujah, chapter 12 of the book of Exodus, and we're going to be, hallelujah, amen, starting at verse 7. We're going to go to verse 7. We're going to skip around, hallelujah, through chapter 12, praise God, because there's a big scare going on around right now, praise God, hallelujah. The country is in panic right now, praise God, because of what the news is saying about this plague that has hit our country, that has hit our world. Praise God, hallelujah. But I want you to know, amen, we are children of the Most High God. Hallelujah, amen. We don't live by, amen, the same rules that the world lives by. In other words, the things that the world is scared of, those things don't scare us. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to get a little bit more into it. Praise God, hallelujah. This is the new song, Beware. Y'all check it out. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anointed truth.
In the building.
Yeah.
Perfect song for the times that are going on right now, hallelujah, because the news and the media, praise God, would have you in a panic, hallelujah, with what's going on right now in the world, praise God, hallelujah. They call it an epidemic. They have declared, hallelujah, a national emergency, a national emergency in our country, hallelujah, praise God, because of what's going on. And watching the news, we're finding out, amen, a lot of churches, praise God, hallelujah, aren't even having service tomorrow. Praise God, hallelujah. They're going to do complete live streams, praise God, because of this coronavirus. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, this is hallelujah, amen, my personal belief, amen, and this is my personal belief is rooted in the word of God, hallelujah, amen, that us as Christians, amen, aren't susceptible, or we aren't, hallelujah, amen, going to fall to the things that the world is falling to. Praise God, hallelujah. We were told in the book of Revelations that these plagues, hallelujah, that were mentioned in this word, hallelujah, would hit the world. Praise God, hallelujah. This is to Christian folks that know their word and are rooted in their word. Hallelujah. Everything that's going on in the world today should be no surprise. Hallelujah. Amen. We shouldn't be rattled about it. We shouldn't be startled about it. Hallelujah. Amen. We should not be changing our everyday lives. Hallelujah. Our everyday routines. Hallelujah, because of what's going on in the world right now. Hallelujah, amen. We know from reading the word of God, hallelujah, that everything that happens in the world basically is repetitious. Praise God. Basically is repetitious. What does that mean? I'm saying that everything that happens in the word of God, it's repetitive. It repeats over and over again. Praise God. We see, amen, so many times in the Old Testament how the city of Israel, praise God, the nation of Israel was overtaken, hallelujah, by another nation, and how the Jewish children, the Hebrew children, God's chosen children were put in captivity, praise God, and scattered among the world. It's repetitive in the word, and it's happened in some of our lifetimes, praise God. It's happened in the last century, praise God, hallelujah. That was what the Holocaust was. Praise God, hallelujah. The Holocaust was Hitler and them coming in there, amen, putting the Jews in captivity. Praise God, and Jews are scattered all about the world today because of that Holocaust. Praise God, hallelujah. Nothing that is happening in the world is new. Natural disasters happen every year, but every year we act like it's something new. Praise God, hallelujah. But the word of God is very clear to us. Amen. As men and women of God, amen, how we should feel or how we should behave in these times. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we go to the book of Exodus, chapter 12, the book starting at verse number 7. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, amen, reading out of the King James, it says, "And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts of the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it." Praise God, hallelujah. What are they referring to, hallelujah, in this scripture? What is the writer talking about, hallelujah? See, what has happened is God has unleashed 9 plagues at this point, hallelujah, on Pharaoh and the nation of Egypt, because Pharaoh has his children in captivity. Hallelujah. He has the Hebrew children not only in captivity, but he has made them slaves. He is using them for manual labor. Praise God. He is misusing the children of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are living in a day and time, hallelujah, amen, where the children of God are being misused. Hallelujah, the gifts that are given to the children of God are being misused and being abused, hallelujah, by the powers that be. Lord, have mercy, praise God. And God has said, hallelujah, in his word, that these plagues, amen, that were unleashed in the book of Exodus shall be unleashed on the world today. Praise God, hallelujah. And the crazy thing, we're not even in the book of Revelations, but the crazy thing about the book of Revelations, hallelujah, when all this is talked about, amen, I hear Christians and church-going people all the time saying how they're scared of what's going on in the book of Revelations. They're scared of the horses and the flaming swords, and they're scared of the beast rising up out of the sea. Hallelujah, praise God. They're scared of the tribulation period. Praise God, hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord wanted me to ask you tonight, amen, if you are scared, what are you scared for? When I have clearly said in my word that I have not given you a spirit of fear. Hallelujah, amen. If you have a spirit of fear, amen, it is simply a spirit of the enemy who has come, hallelujah, amen, to discourage you. Hallelujah. Praise God, to discourage you along the lines of your walk with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because in this word, what is going on, these 9 plagues have hit, and now God has given Moses instruction, because the Lord is saying, I'm about to release a 10th plague. Praise God, hallelujah. But this 10th plague will affect everybody except the people, hallelujah, who do what I command them to do. And what did he command them to do? He commanded them to take a lamb, Hallelujah. And he commanded them to kill it. And at this point in verse 7, he's telling them to take the blood of the lamb and to put it over every doorpost. Hallelujah. Of those who are the children of Israel. Hallelujah. The Hebrew children, he said, put blood over all. Hallelujah. Of their doorposts. And then he said, amen. I want you to put the blood over the doorposts of the houses where you're going to eat the lamb. Lord, have mercy. Can I get into eating the lamb? Praise God. Hallelujah. They're going to eat the lamb. Praise God. They're going to ingest the lamb. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today, the lamb to us is not a lamb we just go get out of the flock. Hallelujah, and kill it and sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat. Praise God. No, the lamb to us today is the Lamb of God. As you recall, when John the Baptist was baptizing by the River Jordan and he saw Jesus, he pointed Jesus out and said, there goes the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sins of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's come to take away the sins of the world. Praise God. So that is the Lamb. Hallelujah. That is our Lamb. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today, our Lamb is the Lamb of God. Today, our Lamb is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so we're going to take the blood of that Lamb, the blood of that Lamb that was shed some 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross, and we're going to put that blood over our doorpost. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, we are going to cover our houses, praise God, with the blood of Jesus. And while we are in those houses, we are going to ingest the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God, the word of God. See, they ate the lamb. We are going to also eat the lamb because John called Jesus the lamb. Hallelujah. How did he call him the lamb? Because he said in the beginning there was the word. Hallelujah, praise God. And then later on he said the word became flesh. He was talking about Jesus. He was talking about the lamb. Hallelujah. So in the houses where they ingest the word of God, hallelujah, we are going to put the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Watch this, amen. When we drop down to verse 12, it says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast." Hallelujah. "And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. I am the Lord." Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, watch this. "And this day shall be unto you a memorial, for you shall keep it a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." Praise God. We wonder where we get the feast, amen, praise God, of when, hallelujah, the blood, the Passover feast, praise God, because God ordered us. He said, "You will forever do this ritual to remember," hallelujah, and watch this, "not to be saved, not to be redeemed," hallelujah, because you're redeemed by the Lamb. Lord, have mercy. Let me say that again. You're going to do this religiously. See, I know a lot of it, we preach against religion, but I feel like we done took a little bit too much religion out. Hallelujah. And now we just letting anything. Religion just means it's in order. Religion just means, hallelujah, amen, it's a repetitious behavior. Hallelujah. That keeps things in line. Hallelujah, amen. And yes, we are supposed to have relationship, but we done got so close. We done think we done got so close to God, we done got out of line, and we're not even in order. Praise God, amen. We done got away from being religious, which means we done took away all the rules. Hallelujah, praise God. Now it ain't no rules in the church. Praise God, hallelujah. Now you can wear what you want. Hallelujah, come as you are. Amen, you can stay the way you are. Hallelujah, after you done came. Praise God, hallelujah. When Jesus was preaching repentance means to change your mind. He was preaching change. Hallelujah, but we're preaching come and as you are and stay the way you are, because God loves you just the way, hallelujah, you are. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But we've gotten away, hallelujah, amen, from the righteous things of God. It says, seek him first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness, not what's right to you. Hallelujah, praise God, because what's right to us is wrong in the eyes of God. Hallelujah, praise God. And a lot of that righteousness was tied up in the religion. Praise God, hallelujah, the religion, the things that we did, amen, to remember, not to get in, because the blood of Jesus is what's going to get you in. Praise God, the fact that he died on the cross is what's going to get you in. Praise God, because nothing you do can get you in, because once you sin, the Bible says that's it. Hallelujah, praise God, ain't no coming back from that. That's what we have to understand. Nothing we can do can redeem ourselves, hallelujah, from the gates of hell, from the punishment of death. Hallelujah, the only thing that can redeem us is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. How can you escape this coronavirus? The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. Do you have the blood of Jesus over your door as this plague sweeps through the land? Hallelujah, as all these reported cases keep popping up. Hallelujah, praise God. Do you have, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus? Hallelujah, over your doorpost. Do you have the blood of Jesus covering your children? Hallelujah. Do you have the blood of Jesus covering your friends and your family? Praise God. Do you have the blood of Jesus covering your church? Hallelujah. Because if you believe you were covered by the blood, this would not be something that would scare you. This would not be something that would panic you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's one thing we know for sure about life, that it comes to an end. Hallelujah, praise God. One person told me, he says, you born dying. Hallelujah, from the moment you take your first breath, hallelujah, amen, there's a time that you're going to take your last. That's something you can't escape. You may never get rich. Rich people may never be poor. Hallelujah, happy people may never be sad, although I doubt that. Praise God, hallelujah. Some things may never happen in life, but one thing that's guaranteed, hallelujah, is death. But when death comes, the question is, do you have the blood of Jesus? Hallelujah, praise God, because if death comes, guess what? We as Christians believe that there's a better place than this. Hallelujah, praise God. Think about it. This is what gets me about people who commit suicide. People who commit suicide are so depressed, hallelujah, that they take their lives believing that there's something better than this. They'd rather go ahead and end it and get it over with to get to wherever is after this. Hallelujah, because they believe there's something better than this. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, although being suicide is a sin, to think of their mentality, to think that there's something better than this life. But some of us Christians, we don't believe that there's something better than this. Hallelujah. We do everything we can to hold on to every minute. Hallelujah. Every second that we can live on this earth, we're going to take it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I admit, I do it at times, but I'm going to be honest. The only reason why I want to hang on is because I got kids. It's a selfish reason. I got kids. I want to see them get bigger. I want to see my grandkids. Hallelujah. I don't want them to cry. Hallelujah. I don't want them to feel sad because daddy done died. I don't want my wife to feel away. I don't want her to be left alone. Hallelujah. Selfish. Hallelujah. They're not really self. They're really selfless because I'm thinking about them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because if I was selfish, amen, to be selfish would be to put the gun to my head and go ahead and end it, because I believe there's something better after this. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And we don't believe it because we're not trying to hang on, hallelujah, for other people, but because we can make a difference, because we haven't lived out our destiny that God has for us. Some of us are just trying to hold on because, hallelujah, we figure this is the best that it is. You may not say it. Hallelujah, praise God, because you saved, sanctified, and you Holy Ghost filled. You may not say it because you sit in that pulpit every Sunday. You may not say it, hallelujah, because you sit on that front row and you give a good shout, hallelujah, and a good dance up and down the aisles every Sunday. You may not say it. Hallelujah. But somewhere in your mental, somewhere in your psyche, somewhere in your subconscious, you're thinking, hallelujah, is there really something more after this? Hallelujah, praise God. You see, Jesus didn't try to hold on. He didn't try to live out them 80 years that we were promised in the Bible. Hallelujah, praise God. Them 70, if you're lucky, you live 80. That's the way they used to say it when I was a kid. Hallelujah, praise God. Some of us trying to get that 120. We want to live, we want them Adam years. We want them 800-900 years. Praise God. Well, some of us want to live forever. Praise God, hallelujah. But some of us can't wait to see what's on the other side. Hallelujah. Well, where is your faith? Why should you fear? Hallelujah. What's going on in the world around you? Hallelujah. See, God, Jesus said, I've come to give you peace, not the peace of the world. Hallelujah. See, right now, there's no peace in the world, even though they're telling you, because they're confusing you. They're telling you on one hand, stay in the house. Don't go nowhere unless you got to go somewhere. Don't wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Praise God, then they're saying, but don't worry about it. Hallelujah. It's nothing to be overly worried about. But you're worrying me by telling me not to touch my own face. Hallelujah. But you're telling me not to be worried about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm telling you not to be worried about it because you're covered with the blood of Jesus. If Jesus said, hallelujah, that you will be stung by, hallelujah, serpents. And you would drink poison. Hallelujah. But these things would not affect you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you not believe what the word of God is saying? Praise God. Hallelujah. You can believe what the word of God is saying with everything else when it benefits you. Hallelujah. When it fits your agenda, put it that way. Hallelujah. When you want your wife in order, the Bible says you need to submit to your own husband, woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. When your husband ain't acting right, the Bible says you are supposed to love me as Christ loved the church. I don't see the love. Hallelujah. When your children acting up, hallelujah, the Bible says, hallelujah, a disobedient child will not live out his days. Praise God. When your parents ain't acting right, the Bible says, hallelujah, parents do not provoke your child to anger. Hallelujah, praise God. But when the world says that there's an epidemic on our hands, hallelujah, when the world says that everybody could die at any moment, praise God, that the world is in danger of extinction, praise God, hallelujah, you have got to say, praise God, well, the word of God says that if I have the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb over my life, hallelujah, praise God, over my life and over my children's lives, over my family life. If they got the blood of Jesus over their lives and we are ingesting the word of God, the Bible says that when the death angel comes, when the coronavirus comes, hallelujah, when HIV comes, hallelujah, praise God, when all these diseases, when the cancer, hallelujah, when it comes, praise God, hallelujah, when the ammonia comes, hallelujah, on today, when the flu comes, when all these diseases come, the Bible says they will pass over you. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, you know the issue. Hallelujah, Jesus, the Lord says the problem is you don't believe it. The Bible says, Jesus said it so clear, he said, whatever ye so desire when you pray, you desire healing. You desire deliverance. Hallelujah. You desire prosperity. Hallelujah. You desire power. Hallelujah. You desire the fruits of the Spirit. You desire the gifts of the Spirit. Praise God. Whatever ye so desire when ye pray, believe, hallelujah, that you have received it. Hallelujah. Believe that you have received it and ye shall have it. Praise God, hallelujah. So that tells me, amen, all the spiritual things that you are desiring from God that you have not received, that you have been asking God for, that you have been beseeching God for, that you have been begging God for. Lord, I want a closer walk with thee. Hallelujah. Lord, I want a spiritual language. Lord, I want a Holy Ghost dance. Lord, I want the peace of God in my life. Lord, I want better in my marriage, Lord. I want to be a better mother. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better wife. All these spiritual things that you are desiring, the Bible is telling me, hallelujah, the only reason that you have not received it is that you don't believe God has given it to you. Hallelujah. When he says, when two or more agree on a thing in the earth, when your husband and wife come together and agree, hallelujah, when the parents and the children come together and agree, when the church comes together and agree, the Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that it is done by the Father who is in heaven, that whatever we unleash on earth, hallelujah, God shall unleash in heaven. Praise God. So if you unleash healing, hallelujah, God will unleash healing. If you unleash deliverance, God will unleash deliverance. If you unleash salvation, God will unleash salvation. Praise God. But watch this. Hallelujah. If you unleash sickness, God will unleash sickness. If you unleash depression, God will unleash depression. Whatever you unleash, hallelujah, that's what God's going to unleash. For that's what the word of God tells me. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you agree upon. Whatever the two or three agree upon in the earth, hallelujah, whatever it is, God's going to unleash it. So what are you going to agree upon today? Do you agree, hallelujah, amen, that you can't go to church tomorrow because the coronavirus could kill you? Do you agree, praise God, that you can't go out in public because you may die? If you agree upon these things, hallelujah, you have put yourself in a whole other category that is not of God. Hallelujah, because God, hallelujah, he says we are blessed. We are highly favored. Praise God. Amen. We have, amen, what they call, amen, favor, unmerited favor. Favor that we don't even deserve simply because we are called by his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you believe that you are saved and delivered from these viruses and these plagues, hallelujah. If you believe you are saved and delivered, hallelujah, from how many of you didn't even know it was a recession going on? Hallelujah. Praise God. Because that you don't live in that world. That stuff shouldn't affect you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah, amen. The flu, you shouldn't be scared of the flu. You shouldn't be scared of the cancer. Hallelujah, even if the doctor say you have it, you know what you should tell that doctor? I'm going to go take it to the Lord. Hallelujah, because the Lord has the final say. I don't care what you say, stage 2, stage 3, I say stage 0, because God is a God of healing. God is a God of deliverance. You better ask somebody that's been healed of cancer. You better ask somebody that's been healed of HIV. You better ask somebody that's been healed of pneumonia. You better ask somebody that's been told that they would never walk again and walked out the hospital. You do not know what God can do unless you ask. The Bible says, if you be in evil know how to give good gifts to your children. Praise God. How much more will the Father in heaven give to you who is nothing but good? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You being evil. And I was insulted when he said that, but he says, you know how to, because ain't no such thing as bad. That's a word the devil created so you wouldn't feel that bad when you did something evil. Praise God. Hallelujah. If it's not of God, it's evil. Fornication is evil. Lying is evil. Stealing is evil. Killing is evil. Praise God. Hallelujah. All that's evil. Praise God. And you, we know how to do evil. We know how to, we can lie real good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Don't act like you can't lie. Praise God. Don't act like you don't know how to steal. Don't act like you ain't never stabbed nobody in the back. Don't act like you ain't never gossiped about nobody. You know how to do evil, and you know how to do it real well. Hallelujah. But at the same time that you know how to do evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God say, I don't never do no evil at all. So how much more better would the gifts be? Hallelujah. How much more, hallelujah, better, more great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More good, if that's even a term. Praise God. How much more magnificent would the gifts be that the Father gives you if you just ask? Hallelujah. All you got to do is ask. Hallelujah. And he said he'll give it to you. Praise God. But you got to believe, hallelujah, that you have gotten it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then it will manifest in you. That's why some of us can't get out of predicament we're in, because we just don't believe we can get out of it. We don't believe we are already out of it. You don't believe you're already been delivered. Because the world has been poisoning us with all these lies. Let me tell you something. Once you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you can die right then and there and go straight to heaven. You ain't got to wait the first Sunday and get baptized. I know you preachers going to get mad at me. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. But you ain't got to work the first Sunday to get baptized. You ain't even got to wait, amen, and tarry on the altar to wait for them to hear you speak in tongues. The Bible says, if you believe it in your heart, which is your mind, and you confess it with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Right then and there, you will be saved. Let me remind you about the thief on the cross. When Jesus was on the cross about to die, there was a man on the side of him who was guilty of every crime they had accused him of. Hallelujah. He had not been baptized. Praise God. He had not spoken in tongues. Praise God. He had not had he didn't have the opportunity to. He was about to die, but right before he died, hallelujah, he asked Jesus just one thing. He said, remember me. He accepted Jesus. He said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Hallelujah, praise God. When he said, come into your kingdom, that meant he acknowledged him as being Lord. Hallelujah. He acknowledged him as his Lord and his Savior. Praise God. And he said, on this day, not tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not at the resurrection. Hallelujah. Not at the rapture. Hallelujah. But he said right now. Hallelujah. On this day. Praise God. That's how powerful the word of God is. That's how powerful your belief. That's how powerful your faith is. That if you simply believe it, that God has done it, hallelujah. And then if you get somebody, if you get your husband to agree with you, if you get your wife to agree with you, my God, hallelujah, praise God, the two or more agreeing together, hallelujah. Stop agreeing that you got to keep your kids home because they're going to get sick. Stop agreeing that you can't go to church tomorrow, hallelujah, because you're going to get sick. Praise God, hallelujah. Start agreeing, hallelujah, that I got the blood of Jesus over my doorpost. Hallelujah. Start agreeing, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Start agreeing, hallelujah, that if it's my time, it's just my time. Hallelujah. Start agreeing that it's something better after this life anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We got to believe it's something better after this. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to have goals in life and in your afterlife. Praise God. You got to believe that right now, if you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you are saved right now. You ain't got to wait. You're saved right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't got to fear coronavirus. Hallelujah. Somebody told a joke. He said, I ain't scared of coronas. I just put a little lemon and lime in them, and they taste just fine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The coronavirus, amen, praise God, it is running through our world right now, praise God. But I shall not fear it, because I may be in the world. Hallelujah. But I'm not of the world. Hallelujah. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of sound mind. Hallelujah, a sound mind. Hallelujah, a peace of mind. Amen, a peace that surpasses all understanding. That's what the world said. That's what the Bible said. All understanding. And the world has to look at you and say, with everything that's going on, hallelujah, everything going on in the government, everything going on overseas, hallelujah, everything going on with the military, praise God, everything going on with the finances in the world, everything going on with all the diseases in the world, how can you walk around like ain't nothing going on? Hallelujah, it's called peace. Hallelujah, not the peace of the world. That's why the world going crazy. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a good time to take the world back from them. Hallelujah. God gave it to us anyway. It's a good time to take while they running scared. Hallelujah, praise God. We need to stand on the word of God. Remember what the Bible told us to do? He said to put on the whole armor of God. He didn't, and then he said, he didn't say run. He didn't say go fight. Hallelujah. He said, then do everything that you can to stand. Hallelujah. On tonight, as the world is in chaos, as the world is in panic, hallelujah, I simply ask you tonight to just do everything that you can, hallelujah, to stand on the word of God. Believe tonight, hallelujah, in your heart, hallelujah, that if you have the blood over your life, the blood of the Lamb is over your life, hallelujah, what shall I fear? Hallelujah, praise God. We don't live by the rules of the world. Now, that's what us as Christians, we got to get that out. We don't live by what the news says. Hallelujah, praise God. Remember what Jesus said? When you hear about wars and rumors of wars, when you hear that the Son of Man is in the east and he's in the west, he said when you hear about all this stuff, ignore it. He said go on about your business. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But are we going on about our business or are we falling into the drama? Hallelujah, praise God. Are we falling, hallelujah, into the brainwashing schemes that the world has for us, that the enemy has for us? Because the enemy wants to keep you in fear. The enemy wants to keep you scared. The enemy wants to keep you locked in the house. The enemy just wants you to go to work and come home. Hallelujah. You see, now the enemy don't even want you to go to church. The enemy don't want you to go to school. Hallelujah. Why? Because when you are not so you can make money and not so you can get your education, but because whatever God has for you to do while you out, you can't do it if you stuck in the house living in fear. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm getting ready to close. I'm going to close with this. When we go to the book of John, hallelujah, praise God. That there's a part in the book of John, amen, I believe it's in verse 20. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, amen. Verse 20, hallelujah, amen. Verse 19, John chapter 20, verse 19, it says, then the same day at evening, before being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came and stood in the midst. Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace, hallelujah, be unto thee. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying right now, while you locked up in your house and you're scared to go outside, hallelujah, for fear of whatever's going on out there, the Lord says he's come into wherever you are at right now. Hallelujah, praise God. And his presence is filling the room right now, and he wants to give you that peace. He's trying to give that peace unto you, a peace that surpasses all understanding, where you can open up that door and walk out, hallelujah, and not be in fear when you hear somebody cough and sneeze. Hallelujah, praise God. When you ain't got to run from a little child, hallelujah, with a snotty nose, praise God, because you have the blood of Jesus over your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you believe it on tonight? If you believe it and receive it, hallelujah, praise God. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord. With all the chaos that's going on in the world right now, we come to you as humble as we know how. Hallelujah. Standing on your word. Standing on every word that you speak today, Lord, that we shall not live in fear. Hallelujah, for you have not given us a spirit of fear. Hallelujah, praise God, but you have given us a spirit of sound mind. Hallelujah, you have given us a spirit of peace. Hallelujah, and that peace be unto us tonight. Hallelujah, we calm that troubled mind that's in fear, listening to my voice right now, that's scared for their children right now. Hallelujah, we unleash peace unto that person right now that's scared for that mother that's in the nursing home. Hallelujah, scared that they're going to die from these viruses that are popping up in this world and in the society. Help them to see, hallelujah, that we are holy, we are set aside, we are separate, that we we can be in the same room, hallelujah, and still be in different places, hallelujah, because we are of you, Lord, and we are not of the world. We stand on your word, hallelujah, and not the word of the world, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. We praise your mighty name. Hallelujah, for you are worthy to be praised. And we claim that blood. We receive that blood over our lives tonight. Hallelujah, and we pray in Jesus' name, may that angel of death continue to pass over us. Hallelujah, as we continue to magnify, as we continue to glorify, as we continue to lift up the mighty name of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, and amen. Praise God, hallelujah, on tonight, amen. For those of you that are online watching on Facebook Live, we thank each and every last one of you, hallelujah, how you doing, Sister Christy, amen. We thank God for you joining us tonight, praise God, hallelujah. We're getting ready, if you have any testimonies or prayer requests out there on Facebook Live, we invite you to call into our line tonight, praise God, and you can put your testimony or prayer request on the throne of grace, and we can collectively agree with you on tonight, hallelujah, like we just said in the word says when two or three, hallelujah, agree on a thing in the earth, on anything in the earth is what it says, anything, hallelujah, amen. I'm talking about that child, I'm talking about that husband. I'm talking about that wife. I'm talking about, hallelujah, that coworker. Hallelujah. I'm talking about that financial situation. I'm talking about the health crisis that you got going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. That thing that the doctor said ain't got nothing to do with the coronavirus. Hallelujah. But that thing that that the doctor's got you scared about right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. That thing. Hallelujah. We can touch and agree on that thing tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. That just like Hezekiah said, the grave can't praise you. Hallelujah. The grave can't magnify you. Hallelujah. And just like with Hezekiah, at that same hour, the man of God had to turn back around and say, Hezekiah, the word of God changed. The doctor going to have to tell you that test changed. Hallelujah. The results change. I don't know how it happened. I don't know if something was wrong with the equipment. Maybe it was my error. Maybe I did something wrong. Whatever the case may be, he's going to have to tell you, hallelujah, that those results have changed. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But those results have changed. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you go back to the doctor, get ready for that doctor to tell you, hallelujah, I'm sorry I caused a panic. Hallelujah, I apologize, but we were wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, God, open up the phone lines at this time. Praise God, if there'll be one on the phone line tonight with a testimony or prayer request, feel free. And like we said, put your prayer request in the comment box. Hallelujah, amen, and we will put those on the throne of grace. If we don't, amen, see them during the broadcast, hallelujah, I will go back, read through the comments, hallelujah, and touch and agree with you and even send your message back. Praise God, hallelujah. The phone line's open at this time. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Bless God, bless God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you who has called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for you, Sister Christy, on tonight for joining us. We thank God for you. Amen. Apostle Thomas, we thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us as well. And anybody else out there, amen, who has joined us on tonight, amen. We truly hope that the word of God has blessed you on tonight. And once again, like we said, hallelujah, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Praise God. You got to believe it on tonight that you are covered by the blood of Jesus and this corona thing going to pass over you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't give it no power. Hallelujah. Don't give it no power on tonight. Praise God. So once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. Once again, I want to throw a plug in there in Memphis, Tennessee, coming up on April 11th. First Lady and myself, amen, will be at the Inner Beauty Conference. Praise God, hallelujah, in Memphis, Tennessee. That's at 4665 Auburn Road, Memphis, Tennessee, 38116. That's April 11th at 1 o'clock. Hallelujah. Our theme is Psalms 139, verse 14. I will praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Praise God. Hallelujah. First Lady, amen, is one of our keynote speakers. I will be, amen, delivering our theme song, which will be, I'm not sure if it's the theme song. Don't quote me on that. Hallelujah. Ordinary. Praise God, because that's just what we being. We being ordinary. We just being ourselves. We're not doing nothing extra. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know some of y'all can relate to what I'm saying when I say that I'm just being ordinary. I'm just being myself. I don't know why you're being jealous of me. Hallelujah. Why the spirit of jealousy follows me around. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just being me. I'm just being ordinary. You think I'm being extra. Hallelujah. You think I'm being extra spiritual, but to me, I'm just being regular. Hallelujah, praise God. And when we examine our inner beauty, amen, and you just be yourself, being yourself is the most beautiful thing that you can be. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So we invite you out once again. That's April 11th, hallelujah. If you're in Memphis, Tennessee, on Saturday, April 11th at 1 p.m., you need to stop by 4665 Auburn Road. Hallelujah, Memphis, Tennessee, amen, 38116. Praise God. If you want to check out any of our sermons or any of our songs, praise God, any of our music, we invite you to come and subscribe. Please subscribe, hallelujah, to our YouTube channel, amen, Care TV. Hallelujah. I changed the name. It's Care TV. Praise God. Hallelujah. Real easy to find. Crunchy and Care TV. Hallelujah. You're going to see amen. Me and First Lady picture. Hallelujah. Amen. Click on it. Subscribe to it. Check out the videos. I promise you will be blessed. Hallelujah. With, amen, a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If anybody, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. It will be in the Fort Worth, Arlington, Dallas metropolitan area. Hallelujah, what they call DFW. Praise God. We invite you to stop by Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. Hallelujah. This Sunday morning at 2501 Centennial Drive. 2501 Centennial Drive. Right off of Six Flags Road. Right around the corner from Six Flags. Six Flags may be closed. Hallelujah. And all these other churches may be closed, but we ain't closed. We invite you to come by and worship with us. I will be delivering the word of God in the morning, praise God. So I invite you to come by, hallelujah, hear a word from God in the morning, praise God, amen. And I'm just going to tell you what the subject is. The subject is, if you trusted the process, hallelujah, you wouldn't bury your talent. I'm going to say that again. If you trusted the process, you wouldn't bury your talent, praise God. So come by and worship with us tomorrow. We get started around 9:30 with Bible study. Hallelujah. Then 10:30, we go into prayer and devotion. At 11 o'clock, we kick off Sunday morning service. Amen. But we try to get out there by 10:30, 12:30, before 1 o'clock. Praise God. So we invite you to come out, worship with us, fellowship with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be scared of the coronavirus. Praise God, hallelujah. The Bible said, don't be scared of the ones that can take your life. Be scared of the ones, hallelujah, who can decide where you spend eternity. Hallelujah on tonight. Once again, we thank God for everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, Apostle. Praise God. It's time for a world revival. All need to come to repentance. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I completely agree. It is that time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you're not covered with the blood at this time, hallelujah. Praise God. Remember, the Egyptians wasn't covered when the coronavirus hit. That's why I'm going to call it that last plague, the 10th plague. Hallelujah. Praise God. When that 10th plague hit, hallelujah, they wasn't covered with the blood. Hallelujah. So all the firstborn died. Praise God. Amen. If you cover with that blood tonight, amen, praise God. Amen. I'm going to say it. You ain't got nothing to be worried about if you cover with the blood of Jesus. But if you're not, hallelujah, praise God. If you're not saved, sanctified, filled with the precious Holy Ghost, if you haven't received Christ as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, praise God. Before I close, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do it. Hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. If you've heard the word of God on tonight and you don't want to be like the rest of the world and live in fear, hallelujah, of what's going on in the world, I want to give you that opportunity to make him your Lord and Savior on tonight. Hallelujah. And to do so is so simple. The Bible says if you confess with your, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, you shall be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you believe it tonight, hallelujah, confess it right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I make you my Lord and Savior. I cover my life with your blood. Hallelujah. And we believe if you pray that prayer, hallelujah, you are saved. Hallelujah. God, now I know you may not be all the way right. Hallelujah. Trust me, because we ain't all the way right. Hallelujah. Praise God. But guess what? You don't get right and come to God. Hallelujah. You come to God to get right. Praise God. I'm going to say that again because that might have blessed somebody. I say you don't get right to come to God. Hallelujah. You come to God. Hallelujah. So you can get right. Praise God. Hallelujah. So once again, we just want to thank each and every last one of you who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on Blog Talk Radio, everybody who tuned in, hallelujah, out there on Facebook Live. Once again, go to our YouTube channel, Care TV. Like that channel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Subscribe to that channel. Check out the music. Check out the videos. Praise God. Hallelujah. The album, Black Prince of Preachers, is coming out soon. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So y'all look out for that. We got some of the rough drafts of the songs on YouTube already. So we invite you to click on, listen to them. Leave some comments. Tell me what you think. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once again, we just thank God for each and every last one of you who have tuned in on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we praise you, we magnify you, we lift you up because you are high and holy. We thank you, Lord, for covering our lives with your blood. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to be afraid, hallelujah, of the diseases and the curses and the plagues that are going on in the world today because we are your children, hallelujah. And you said in your word that if your people who are called by your name would humble ourselves and pray, hallelujah, and seek your face, that you would hear from heaven, you would forgive our sins, and that you would heal our land, Lord. And we come to you right now, hallelujah, as humble as we know how, seeking your face, praying, Lord, turning from our wicked ways, covering ourselves with your blood, Lord, hallelujah, so that angel can pass over us, hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you that we are not in the world, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. And Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, hallelujah, for your precious blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being who you are. That's God all by yourself. And we will continue to praise you. We will continue to magnify you. We will continue to glorify you. We will continue to lift your name up, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. And we pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. Hallelujah. And do not forget to say your prayers. And just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Worldwide and uncensored. Hallelujah. Y'all have a blessed night. And we'll see y'all next time.
Yeah. You know what it is, right? Yeah. Here we go. on the flow.
Music.
I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Like I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Go ahead.
You think you're just extra? You think I do the most?
Yeah.
You wanna know how I know? Spirit told me so.
Say word.
Power preacher on the mic in the church flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. You just extra. You need to stop. You need to get off that prayer line.
You need to get a job.
He ain't hearing from God now. He just being lazy. That's what he's smoking on. He got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them
dividends.
Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all bad and pee.
Write it down.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. Yeah, I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
Well, my ordinary's extraordinary.
Ordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You so hear me, y'all. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He will kill it. Nothing I do no more is fuck the dough. Nothing I do no more is fuck the show. And this a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers don't have it for the dough. God with it. Yup, so ain't no stopping me. You should have stayed down, not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the bounce, that's a conspiracy. Your plan ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me, or rather G-O-D, because he got my baby. The elder is weak, he picking up the slack, he blessed me.
Why?
So I can wreck the track.
I
bet you rewind it,
I will,
and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go.
Here we go.
Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know.
Word.
I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Or extra lyrical, you just a video. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Said, I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm
just being ordinary.
Tell me,
I'm just being ordinary.
And we about it up. Yeah. Here we go. That's good.
I'll be praising Jesus on the daily.
I do.
I preach the word and you ain't gotta pay me. I'm not the type to do it for the money.
Why you doing
it? I love him cause he first loved me. He didn't have to do it, but he did it.
What he do?
Down the road at Calvary he went. They hung him on the cross and then for me he died. But 3 days later he was back alive.
Let's go.
So when I wake up I be praying in his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning. I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me. Yeah. See, when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning. I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me, yeah. My enemies are at my table with me.
Yeah, I see.
I'm wondering who my Judas could be.
Who?
I'm knowing that this world is out to get me. But I'm gonna have to let the spirit lead me. The words say his grace is sufficient. His name is worthy, so I lift it. You seated on the right hand of the Father. And you always answer when I call you. So when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning. I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me. Yeah.
It's like, you wanna do right, but things keep going wrong. Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long. To all your worries and your problems, they all'll be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord'll do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived and died and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in sin. Till he came in my life. My soul was for sale. Till he paid the price.
Anointed truth.
the building.
Yeah.
All they see is has a bed for bread.